Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Happening right now with all three of the teams. The Warriors got media day on Monday. We still got the Kuminga crisis going on. What's going on once he signs a qualifying offer? If he signs a qualifying offer, thank you. Al Horford, you know,
so good.
Anthony Melton, who knows? Like the dominoes after that. We have that going on. We have the Giants. They're wrapping up their season. We know they're not making the playoffs. Is Bob Melvin going to get let go by this time Monday morning? We don't know. Do you want him to be let go? Do you want him to part ways with the organization? Do we know if Mac Jones is going to start on Sunday? And if he wins again, that's three straight wins for Mac Jones, the backup. And those are multiple weeks that you've let your star and stud quarterback, Brock Purdy, your franchise quarterback, you know, get healthier ahead of the biggest game of the season, we would all think, Thursday Night Football at SoFi Stadium against the Los Angeles Rams, Joe. So I just laid all those hypotheticals for Monday as like the biggest headlines. And for you, what would be the biggest headline if you were to wake up on Monday? Would it be the San Francisco Giants and Bob Melvin have parted ways? Is it Jonathan Kuminga and the Golden State Warriors have come to terms on an agreement for a new deal? Or would it be Mac Jones and the 49ers get a win over the Jacksonville Jaguars? Which one of those would be the biggest story for you in your algorithm?
So the Niners win in this scenario?
And Mac Jones is the starter in this scenario.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like if there's a resolution with the Jonathan Kuminga thing, that might supersede a Niner victory, only because it's been the number one topic in the Bay Area for most Bay Area sports fans all summer. I mean, I don't know if you know this. We'll get to the Niners. We've been talking all week on them. And there's obviously a case to be made for the Bob Melvin thing, which I just don't think people care about Bob Melvin. That's why if he went, it would be like, all right, that's what you're supposed to do. How many guys are under contract right now on the Warriors roster on their own webpage? How many guys?
How many guys are under contract?
How many guys on the roster right now on their website? On the Warrior website, on the roster. This time last year, you had 17 names, depending on how you viewed it.
I'm just going to count
a couple two ways.
Let's count them out loud. We got Steph.
One.
We've got Jimmy.
Two.
Draymond.
Three.
Pods.
Four.
Moody.
Six, five.
Trace Jackson Davis.
Six.
All right. After this, Guy Santos.
Mm-hmm. Seven.
Seven. Who's my guy? Who's our guy? Jana Mountain View and your favorite player? Who is it? Pat Spencer?
Not on the roster.
Oh, my God.
Oh, heck no.
What? Sammy, I love you. That's a good one.
Oh, my God.
It's a five.
Oh, my God.
It's a Friday five. Okay, no Pat Spencer. Who else do we got that's out there? They're rookies. Have they signed the rookies yet?
You have seven names, dog.
Well, I said the rookies, too.
The rookies aren't on here.
No? Oh, none.
Do we say Quentin Post?
Quentin Post. QP. That's eight.
That's eight. Yeah, QP. Who else am I missing from last year? I know Pat Spencer.
Buddy Hield.
Buddy Buckets.
That's nine.
Nine.
Jackson Rowe is your 10th player.
Jackson Rowe. That's the one.
The Warriors have 10 people on their website, on their roster.
Kuminga Carson.
10. Media day is Monday. Practice starts next week.
I mean, it's fine. Their playoff rotation was like eight, so they're good, right? I know. I'm just trying to lighten the mood here. I know. So I'm actually in agreement with you. If somehow, some way, the Niners were to win, but Jonathan Kuminga, like, that resolution is solved this weekend, I do think we kind of have to open up with Jonathan Kuminga, right? Like, right? Now, that's a producer question, so that's going to be Sam. He's going to be twiddling his hair all night about that one. And he's like, Like, I do think that would be the biggest story, and I wonder where the Bay Area fan base is out on that. Like, would that be the bigger story? That, like, more so than the Niners being 4-0 and winning three straight at the backup, which is actually insane, by the way. Like, I don't want to poo-poo that notion at all. Mac Jones, like, you've heard tell me before the season started, Joe, that Mac Jones would come in week two and rattle off three straight victories with the team. You'd be like, okay, that's insane. And in the back of your mind, you'd be thinking something. You'd be thinking, is there going to be a controversy at this point? We're not saying there is, but if I was to tell you that before the season, that would be creeping into your mind. That's how insane it is before Thursday Night Football against the Rams. But the Jonathan Kuminga thing has been going on since the season. Since, honestly, he's gotten hurt, Joe. And what was that, January? Since the start of the season, it's been a mess. Whether or not to bring him back, how do you integrate him in the lineup? Is he a winning player? Is he making the winning plays you want him to play? Not getting playoff time, and then Steph gets hurt, and then he's thrust into action, and he gets all these minutes, and he's looking good, but they don't win a game. So how important was it really? And then he wants the player option, but the team wants the team option. And it's just been going on for months and months and months. And I think you feel like that dude at the end of Shawshank Redemption, where it's just like, it's finally over. And it's just like Marco Scooter on the rain. Oh, my God. We're good. Salvation is here. I think that's where fans are at with the JK. And then with the Bob Melvin thing, I do think it's just like, yeah, great. And it's Bob Melvin. It's just, you say the name, and it's just not a sexy name. So it's really not. It's going to be like, oh, he got fired. Okay, good.
Well,
now
they
what?
Should get rid of Bob Melvin. That's
we don't even know if he will. Yeah.
Can I just... The other teams in California for the NBA, how many players right now under contract, some are two ways, but under contract on the website for the Lakers?
For the Lakers?
With Media Day Monday around the league.
Let's say 15?
The Lakers have 21. The Warriors have 10.
Oh.
Okay. How many for the Clippers?
Let's go 18, 19.
They have 21.
Yeah. Okay, so everyone's got 21.
How about the Kings?
21.
They have 18. Why are they waiting? Because they're waiting on Kuminga.
Yeah. Or Russell Westbrook, right?
Have 10 players under contract right now. Like, this Kuminga thing has gone on long enough. Like, figure it out. No. We have now reached the inflection point where my head will explode on live YouTube. Like, legitimately. This has gone on long enough. We need to have a sit down. We need to have an intervention.
Did you see the latest as we're doing the Jonathan Kuminga crisis?
What's the latest?
Well, he didn't show up to the Jimmy Butler minicamp, and Jimmy Butler invited all the Warriors.
How can they have a minicamp with 10 guys?
I'm just telling you. I mean, those are the guys that are probably going to be playing most of the season.
No, like I want to make this very clear.
No, I'm just telling you that's the latest. He's not there. Like, you know, Jimmy Butler, the reports were from some people that Jimmy Butler reached out to the organization. People are refuting the reports that he didn't reach out. All I know is Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, Draymond, and all like the top dogs were there practicing together, and Jonathan Kuminga wasn't. So
look, you asked me before the break, is Jonathan Kuminga a good teammate?
I did ask that.
Here's what I would say to you. I am so sick and tired of this whole thing being held up on him. Either he is going to accept the qualifying offer or he's not. It's pretty straightforward. Like at this point, neither team is budging. I'm talking about the Kuminga team, the Warriors team. So now I'm just annoyed with him. Whether he's at fault or the Warriors are at fault, it really doesn't even matter now. Because now as a Warrior fan, I'm like, we have 10 guys. So media day, they're going to trot out 10 guys. Horford's waiting. GP2's waiting. Seth Curry's waiting. My draft picks are waiting. Everything is waiting and on this Kuminga situation. It's beyond annoying. Now, you know, overall, the Kuminga experience, I would blame the Warriors more than Jonathan's camp. This offseason, it's Joe, the Lakers have 21 guys ready to go for Monday. The Kings have 18 guys ready for Monday. The Clippers have 21 guys ready for Monday. We have 10.
There's still time.
I'm a Warrior fan.
There's still time.
I root for Jonathan Kuminga. Boy, is he making it difficult. No, he's making it difficult. So now, just hear me out on this. You ask, is he a good teammate? Imagine if you're these other guys who are going to maybe join this team, and you come back. You're sitting here. You're holding everything up. The beginning of training camp literally is being, like, just all up in like, stuck in gum, like hair getting stuck in gum, because we are waiting on you to make a decision, yes or no. When you already know the decision, have you read the market? No one's giving you $30 million a year. These are your options. You take these deals as is, or you take the qualifying offer. Pick. Just pick.
It wouldn't be a great look if Kuminga was not there for Warriors Media Day or all the players that they've been linked to. Do you agree with that it wouldn't be a great look? Tim Kawakami, SF Standard, was on Willard and Dibbs yesterday. He kind of echoed those same sentiments where it's like, you're linked to all these players, and none of them are going to be there for Media Day when you're less than a week now from the first game of the preseason against the Lakers. As you mentioned, who have 21 players already there, ready to go. They just locked up J.J. Redick after one season as head coach. They gave him a new contract. We'll get into that at some other point when it comes to Steve Kerr, Kyle Shanahan, some of the other head coaching contracts. But predict your headline Monday morning. And Niner fans, Warriors fans, Giants fans, Bay Area fans, like, and level of importance to you and what you want to see the most on Monday morning for that headline. That's how I want to ask it. Like, do you want to see on Monday the Kuminga crisis resolved? Do you want to see Bob Melvin relieved from his duties? Do you want to see Mac Jones and the Niners getting a win? Or does it matter if it's Mac Jones or Brock? You just want to see a Niners win. Let's go to Steve in Santa Rosa. He has one that he wants to get into. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, I don't know. The Melvin thing, I don't think he's really in touch with today's players. I think his day is come and gone. It's time for him to retire and go play golf in Arizona or something. So he just doesn't have any connection with these players, and they're pretty high strung. I wanted to throw something else out there too when you were talking about who's going to be in the Hall of Fame. A Jose Canseco story I heard. I learned about. I was playing golf in this tournament and got put out with these guys I didn't know. And the one guy had a World Series ring on. I go, hey, how'd you get that World Series ring? He says, I was the team doctor. I go, are you Canseco's doctor, the guy that worked on him? He goes, yes, I am. And I said, tell me something. You know, he's a good guy, right, in real life. And he goes, he's the nicest guy in the world. Would give anybody anything. He goes, the first day I put him in the hospital, I put him in traction for his back. I come in the morning to look at him, and he's sitting there signing balls and bats for his buddy. He goes, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm just trying to help out my buddies, making some money on the side. Jose Canseco delivered. When he was a player, he was one of my favorite players because you knew he was going to do something exciting.
Yep.
And he did. He delivered, just like Barry Bonds. So all this, you know, political nonsense about the Hall of Fame and everything and the steroid thing, it doesn't matter to me because the pitchers were doing it too.
Yeah.
You know, we don't hear about that. Clemens did it, but Barry Bonds, they got a thing online where he's going up against Eric Gagne, who admits doing roids, and Bonds took him deep.
And it was a great moment
in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I agree. And it was a great moment that we all remember and love. These things happened. I'm just, yeah, the whole retconning of the steroid era is just the most
ridiculous. I have to cover my ass here. Allegedly, all this stuff, too. So I have to, you know, allegedly, when it comes to all these allegations. Alleged allegations. There you go.
Well, it was proven in court that Bonds.
Again, I was told from upper management, I must say allegedly all the time. So there you go. Allegedly, Tim Kawakami said this on our airwaves yesterday in regards to Jonathan Kuminga, because there was also from Sam Amick of The Athletic, there was renewed conversations about, you know, I don't know, a trade, you know, Malik Monk.
Well, that's why the Kings only have 18 guys, because they don't know what they're absorbing and where they're going.
Tim, come on. Kuminga trade to the Kings? That's not happening, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be trade. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. It does not. The Kings thing's never made sense to me, and other than the Kings like him, but there's the offer. It doesn't make sense. The Warriors would have to put another player into this trade because of the whole salary cap rules. Let's just say they're not going John Kuminga and Moses Moody and getting a player they don't want, even if you put an unprotected first-round pick in there, and I don't think the Kings are doing that.
So SF Standard, Tim Kawakami saying no dice on a trade there. Seems a little far-fetched at this point. Seems like a Hail Mary play from the Kings' perspective, right? Or Jonathan Kuminga's camp.
Right? It's the Kings. It's just the Kings are just such a joke.
You love the Kings, dude. They're one of your second favorite team, right? You were on the Kings bandwagon in the early 2000s.
Never.
You loved Mike Bibby. Come on, dude.
I rooted for the Jailblazers so hard to beat the Kings.
You laughed at the Kings when they got hosed against the Lakers?
I can't stand Kings fans.
Come on.
I know.
Kenny Caraway?
I don't even like I-80 because of Sacramento.
Wow!
Yeah,
don't you have family that live there?
My sister lives in Roseville, past Sacramento.
Where Guru lives.
That's where, yeah, Goo. Come on. Oh, what's the injury with Goo, by the way? The foot? Because
he's been a limited participant for the last couple of years on his show.
Hey.
It's science.
I said he has a stress fracture in his foot from all the driving back and forth from Reno.
Hey, Goo, I appreciate all the commuting that you do. It's not easy to have that much passion every time you hop on these airwaves. I got your back.
My guy's got straight teammate. Roid rage, and then he sits down in the chair and just takes it out on style.
I honestly do have more roid rage now. Not roid rage, but like road rage. Like, because I'm so jaded by the time we get up and don't have to deal with traffic, Joe, that when I actually have to deal with traffic in the afternoon, I get even more pissed off. It's because I work in the shift. It changes the way you feel about traffic because they don't hit any. Well, I don't hit any when I'm leaving to at 12:30, leaving going over the bridge at Oakland. There's nothing. And now, you know, I have to like leave on like a Saturday, take the kids to the planetarium, going nuts. It's taking me an hour and a half to get in here.
Yeah, the people who design the roadways in the city all need to be abolished. I'm saying like burned off the map. I'm sick of all of them.
How would you fix it?
All these bike lanes. Bicyclists. Don't even start me on the bicyclists. Yeah.
I have zero empathy with them as well. By the way,
my uncle owns a bike company. Okay. I love bicycles.
Yeah.
And the bicyclists are some of the most unhinged people in society.
So we're talking about Monday morning headlines you would like to see the most. And which one, if you had to choose or rank them, Bay Area fans, you want the Kuminga crisis resolved? Do you want Bob Melvin gone? Or do you just want another Niners win, four straight wins for the Niners? This one would be over the Jaguars. By the way, speaking of the Warriors, preseason is right around the corner. And 95.7 The Game is tipping things off in style. Join us at Pier 39 Saturday, October 4th, for a Warriors preseason special you won't want to miss. Again, that's next Saturday at Pier 39. Live appearances from Warriors favorites such as Festus Ezeli, Zaza Pachulia, Kalena Azubuki, Tim Roy, and the king himself, the maestro, Bonte Hill. Plus, your chance to win tickets to the first preseason game on Sunday, October 5th, as the Warriors host Jake LaRavia in the Los Angeles Lakers. If that's not enough, Evan Giddings and Guru will be broadcasting live from 12 to 4. It's hoops, it's hype, and the season is almost here on your station for everything Warriors, 95.7 The Game. Maybe I'll say LeBron James and the Lakers instead. I hope Manhegan doesn't get mad at me when I ad-lib just random Lakers like that. So LeBron James and the Lakers next Sunday, October 5th, taking on the Warriors. That'll be a fun one.
Actually, the first preseason game.
Yeah.
So this 10-man rotation, like, I guess Steph's playing the whole game, huh?
Well, they actually play their starters like legitimate minutes in the preseason, unlike, you know, the NFL. They'll do that. I've been to many a preseason game with young Benjamin, and it's LeBron, it's Steph. You know, Clay once upon a time, Draymond, Jimmy, they're all going to be playing.
So one of the great returns of all time was Clay Thompson, right?
Yeah.
When he was injured and he came back as a Warrior and he got a great standing ovation. It's one of the things I think we all remember. Saturday, that game's at Chase Center?
Sunday, October 5th.
Sunday. Why are you doing it on NFL Sunday?
Well, I think it's at night, so it's going to be like, it's probably going to be like 5.
You know me. I'm telling you, just avoid the NFL.
Well, we know the Niners aren't going to be playing that weekend, so it's fine.
Hypothetically. Yeah, but we'll be watching Sunday Night Football.
I won't be. I'll be watching the Lakers and the Warriors, and I'll be listening to it right here on 95.7 The Game, your home for all Warriors content.
Hypothetically.
Right.
You're at that game because you're Mr. Warrior Lakers.
I'm Mr. Warrior right now.
And Kuminga resolves the situation and accepts the qualifying offer. And then they go in the rush and sign 11 other guys.
It's Patriots-Bills that night, by the way. Miss me with Patriots on Sunday Night Football. I would much rather watch a preseason game of Lakers-Warriors. It's not even close.
Kuminga,
Drake May stinks. Okay, okay. Continue.
Kuminga gets checked in. How is he received?
Oh, he'll get an ovation. I think so. He's not going to get booed. People will cheer. I think the majority of the fan base legitimately likes Jonathan Kuminga. I think it's a segment. Now, you don't think so? You don't think he's going to get cheered?
I mean, Brandon Ayuk got booed catching a pass over the middle.
Yeah, but if he signs the qualifying offer, Joe, it's not like he signed like, you know, $100 million contract.
He's hung up the whole offseason. That's how people interpret it.
I mean, takes two to tango.
Of course, but there's a perception, real or not, that he's hung up the entire offseason.
Would you cheer for him if you were at Chase Center on Sunday?
No, I would do the Bud Selig. Hands in the pocket, stand up, and just look.
I am legitimately shocked by all of this from you guys. Are you that down on Jonathan Kuminga?
Just the whole thing has been exhausting.
Hold on.
It's been exhausting.
For why? Because you just had to read about it?
No, because I have 10 players on my roster and I worry about the Warriors being good, not just Jonathan Kuminga and what he wants.
Yeah, he just wants to be valued by the team. He just wants to feel needed and wanted, like everyone in society. That's it. And you know what? They'll have a resolution. He'll be there. And then it's move forward the best you can. Everyone, hey, the past is the past. The future is now. I'm disappointed in you guys. You're not going to be cheering for Jonathan Kuminga.
I'm not going to be
next
booing.
Sunday.
I'm not going to be booing, but I'm not going to be cheering. Initially, you asked, and I told you that I'm going to give him probably the hands in the pocket. Like, all right, let's see it.
So you're that down on Jonathan Kuminga? You were gassing this guy
down
up constantly.
On the situation.
Yeah, but that's part of like the agent. That's part of the business deal. That's just the negotiation aspect of it.
Yeah, and I think it's been too much.
Did you cheer for
the agent went on 1 hour with Brian Windhorst and then did 1 hour with us. And I'm just, that's one more hour on Windhorst and one more hour on this than, you know, Scott Boras, Drew Rosenhaus, like pick the agent and the sport. Like, okay, Don Yee, who we used to laugh at all the time, who was Jimmy Garoppolo's agent, drove me insane. Okay. Drove me insane. I'll give him this. At least I never like heard him talk. It's just like, he's out of sight, out of mind. Like, this whole thing's just been exhausting for Warrior fans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.